sorry that you love me. Change my mind up like a origami. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry that you love me. Change my mind up like a origami. Kisses to my exes who don't give a about me. Kisses, kisses to the next one.
I am going to have to start, monitoring what my children listen to.
I probably would too, clearly. Yikes. I mean, this is the baby. The baby listens to this.
Baby. Well, that's what happened. You know, we're babies.
Yeah.
Or your parents are done by that time.
I know. They're just whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever
honey,
you want, Lena.
I'm sure it's fine, baby. You just go downstairs and listen to your Alexa.
Yeah.
I had a boombox.
Oh. Yeah. I had a really cool stereo. Three disc CD changer, two cassette player.
Mine was a single cassette, still had a record player, and the speakers were the size of my Suburban.
Those were the cool ones. Those were cool.
Super cool.
Those were so cool.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
You know, just living life.
Yeah.
Living it. What about you?
Loving life.
Loving life. Oh. Live.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, that too.
You can go ahead and welcome everybody back.
Okay. Welcome everybody to another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
And today is March 5th. Fabulous Tuesday.
It is a good Tuesday.
Yes. This day definitely is a Lena day. Aww. This is National Multiple Personality Day.
Okay.
Yep. That's really all the day is. That's all we have for this Tuesday.
And you know, it's just, I mean, you make whatever your personality is that day is what you're going to make of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You pick and you do it.
Yep.
Yeah. So
nothing wrong with that.
Let's go for good attitudes though.
Let's be lovey today.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it.
I know. It's fun. People love when we razz each other. They also love when we're really lovey.
They do?
Yeah. They do. We're in March.
I'm here for it. I'm here to razz you all day.
Let's do it.
All day.
February was a blur.
You know what?
Oh, girl.
I love your sweater. Love it. Absolutely love it.
This is a sweatshirt.
It's a crew neck. It's actually a crew neck.
Yes,
it is. And it says McCook Bison.
Oh, here we go. Because we had one podcast when we got a little feisty about schools, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
I know.
I still love you.
I love you more.
And
I love the bison.
And I love the Knights.
So it didn't sound very
convincing. I do. I love the Knights because I love the little cuties that play the sports there. And I love some of the teachers that go, of them. I don't know all of them.
I know.
But I have come to the realization I don't know as many people as I thought I did.
That's okay.
Because if you think about it, I know about five people at St. Pat's that work there. I know about 10 people that work in the public school system. Uh-huh. I need to know more people.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What happened to February, by the way?
Where did it go?
I don't know.
Where did it go? Is it the lack of days in it?
It's something.
It is something.
And then we had a couple weird weather days and it just is a blur. Now we're into March, people.
Yeah, it's wild.
My Easter decor is up.
Wow.
I'm strong into my Lent.
That is good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the Lent going?
Fabulous.
And not the Lent in your belly button, but the Lent that.
Yeah. I shared something a while back on Facebook.
Okay.
And you haven't watched Chosen yet, have you?
I have not, no.
Okay. Well, the character on Chosen, who is Jesus, his name is Jonathan. And he did, I think it's called either Jonathan or Jesus and Jesus and Jonathan series on Prime, Amazon Prime. So if you don't have it, find somebody who does. And he talked a lot about his faith and how playing that character played into his faith, and he's Catholic.
Okay.
And how we all just need to come together. Doesn't matter what religion you are. Doesn't matter what church you go to. Like God wants us being together. And so that's been our focus for our family this holiday season, because we obviously attend two churches and sometimes I'm not Catholic enough and I'm not McCook Christian enough and whatever. It's just about blending.
I like the blending.
And you can use that word in that.
Yes. Right. So,
but you and our guest have been doing a little challenge together.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are.
But first, going back to the Lent thing.
Talk to me.
What are you guys doing different? Anything? And the only.
Yes, we all did give something up, which in the years past, we haven't always all given something
up. 40 days.
40 days, you give something up. Some people allow you to cheat on Sunday. And it's not technically cheating because the Sundays are not counted as the 40 days of Lent. But I grew up. You weren't able to do that.
Yeah.
But some of us have failed on a day, you know, had a day where we kind of forgot what we gave up. Our current guest is one of those people.
Okay.
I gave up cheese.
Oh.
Which initially I thought, like, you know, if I have a cheese stick, it's kind of like a treat. And that's why. No. Okay. during
my stomach just grumbled.
Did it? Because of your situation with cheese?
Maybe I'm hungry for cheese. Well, I don't know. Continue, though.
So I was thinking, oh, cheese, it's more of a treat. Pizza has cheese.
Olive.
Lasagna. Everything. Yeah. Some people put cheese on like their tacos, or if you have a burrito or whatever you're having, cheese is on everything. So it's been interesting. And when you're not able to eat meat on Friday, a lot of times you have, you know, a grilled cheese, broccoli soup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? So it's been interesting. And then some people in our house gave up soda and Takis.
Okay.
And some different things.
That's fun.
And we're all reading the Bible as a family.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And we watch that series, and we always try and watch multiple, it doesn't matter what like denomination or what like the backstory part is, but something more towards learning about the life of Jesus to kind of grow our faith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I've given up the word like, and every time if I do say it or curse word, I do an air squat. So if you, we're 3 weeks in.
Nice.
How my butt is getting pretty bootylicious.
Nice.
But it's getting better.
Good job. Good for
you. It's getting really good.
Yeah.
That L word is basically not in my vocab anymore. Only if used in the right context.
Good job for you.
And then reading the Bible every day with Cutie Patootie over here and not using a credit card.
Boom.
For 40 days.
Wow.
Let's go.
I don't even have one of those.
Jump on that bandwagon.
I mean, I may have.
So
all my
I've
money
been going. I've been going
card.
Inside the grocery store.
What?
And not using pickup because I refuse to put a debit card on anywhere in the air.
That's why I'm going to have to live with you, because all my money's going to be stolen from my debit card, because I'm not going. I don't like going into.
Yeah,
Walmart.
So that's fun. Going into public places.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What about the cutie over here? Who is she? What is she doing here? Did you find her on the streets?
Yes. Our guest today is, her name is Kenlyn Lillian Coble.
Oh, relation? Yes.
We are related.
Okay.
She is one of mine.
She is yours.
I birthed her.
She's the baby.
She's the baby of the family.
Oh, look how cute she is. Kenlyn, welcome to the mic.
Hi.
Hi. Have you been waiting for this day now for 2 years or so?
Yeah, I literally could have taken a nap while you guys talked.
Oh,
okay.
Not just our intro, but she meant, have you been waiting to be a guest for a long time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For how long?
Well, she promised me at the end of August, so quite a while.
Who? Your mom promised you?
No, you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you tell her, Kenlyn.
Zip it.
Okay.
Kenlyn, so you've listened to a few episodes. You know, since you've been pretty sassy, we're going to break you in with a little warm up.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And if you don't win,
you buy us a coffee.
You buy us a coffee.
With your own money.
Yeah. Not mom's money.
Nope.
Not dad's.
Nope.
Not your sister's.
Yeah.
Your money. Do you have money?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And all right. She has a gift card to JJ's.
Oh, perfect. So we'll just go ahead and take that.
Yep.
Don't you be giving her an easy letter either.
I'm not.
Okay?
Yeah.
She's going to, you know the drill. She's going to give you a letter. You have 30 seconds. You're spicy enough. 15 words.
Oh.
Got it?
Yeah. The letter is.
I feel as if I'm being too harsh on you, but.
The letter is R.
And go.
Rat, rooster, rug. Real. Okay. Right. Row.
Yeah.
Rest.
Okay.
Rabbit.
She's so cute.
Oh, man. Can't wait for my coffee.
Oh,
time.
Kenlyn,
you know what, Kenlyn? You started off so strong.
You did.
You did well.
You did really good.
You did well.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Get those bangs out of your face. Yeah, she did really good.
You did well.
Kenlyn,
still deserve a coffee, though.
Yeah.
We'll be getting me one of those.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah.
Without saying or like.
Oh.
Good luck. Yep.
Okay. I'm in fourth grade.
Okay.
I'm the youngest.
Uh-huh.
I did it again.
It's hard. It's so hard. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Kane.
Mrs. Kane. Okay.
What do you like about Mrs. Kane?
She's fun.
Good.
Cool.
What are some activities that you like to participate in?
Volleyball.
What else?
Softball, but I don't really play it.
Okay. What else?
I like to read.
Okay.
What are you currently reading?
The Bible and Tune It Out.
Tune It Out. Do you know the author of Tune It Out?
No.
What book of the Bible are you currently in?
Exodus, and I'm almost in Leviticus.
Very nice. Good job. Who are you reading with? Who else is reading the Bible with you?
Kobza.
Anybody else?
Celia. You guys just jumped on board.
Yeah. Celia and I just.
Kenlyn, so more or less, Kenlyn, Celia, and your mom are reading with us.
True.
Yeah.
So who else is reading with you and Kobza besides me and Celia? Anybody?
Dad.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Who's that guy? What's his name?
Jake.
Do you call your parents Lena and Jake or mom and dad?
Both.
Okay. Cool. What's been the craziest thing you've read in the Bible so far? That you're just, interesting.
I didn't really know much about Noah and his family.
Uh-huh.
And when I read it, it had like a lot of details about it. So I was like, wow, I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
Cool. What are some things you didn't know? Some of the details you didn't know?
Like, I always thought they just brought a pair of animals each. But some animals that they ate, like the sheep, they brought 7 of them.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they brought extra animals for eating.
they did?
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay. Do you ever, when you're reading the Bible and they talk about Kinlan is the daughter of Lena, who is the daughter of you know, it's just paragraph after paragraph. Doesn't that get a little, for me, I can't keep track of the whole lineage.
Oh yeah. And then the names.
Yeah. Just so long and they're so hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they switch names and yeah.
There's just so many blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Lots of those. Yeah. Or then sometimes it's you read a verse and then it's repeated 3 verses later. It's kind of odd, but it's just my thought. What Bible do you have? Is it a
Catholic?
Catholic Bible. Mm-hmm. That's an actual version?
Yeah. There are certain books. Actually, they're not considered books, are they? That are in a Catholic Bible that are not in other Bibles.
Oh, interesting. Yep.
But what are they called? They're not called books. They're called
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're not.
I think it starts with a,
I can't think.
I don't know. Somebody's going to tell us though.
Yeah.
Not.
What
not
is us. Something you like about going to Catholic school?
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like many people like to
can't say
into.
Like.
Yeah, remember? That's a lot of air squats. Yep. But you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's not many people to like.
I know. Yeah, this is what your mom did to me, Kinley.
Yeah.
Now look at me, using my vocab.
Yep.
There's less people,
mm-hmm.
and it's more comfortable to like. No, oh my God.
I know, Kinley. So I know hard. It's so hard. It's tough. Well, if you start air squatting, that word will just vanish.
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe start dropping it like it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like you did during the Super Bowl. Remember back then? The Super Bowl and you were dancing during Usher? Whoa.
No, I don't remember.
I do. I have a video. Kinlan, we'll
who are your best friends?
Yeah.
Top 3.
Caitlin, Melania, and Amity Loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were those, is that two people? Good.
That's 3.
Okay. Can you say the last names?
Okay, Caitlin, Melania.
No, what's Caitlin's last name?
Caitlin Koenig, Melania Aguirre, and Amity Loop.
Okay, so time out. So the first one is Miss Jillskin?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Second one, Yallo?
Yep.
Yes.
Third one, Loop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They raised decent humans. That's good. I good know. To Some know.
Good eggs.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Yay. What would you guys do if you, all 4 of you guys got to hang out and do something? What would you guys do? Girls night.
Well, Caitlin and Amity already know each other, but Melania doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
Amity.
Okay. All right. So if you were to have just a girls night, what would that involve?
Probably listening to music, obviously.
That needs to be censored.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah. So talk to Aunt Haley.
Yep. No.
Staying up all night.
Yikes. Love it.
And locking the door so Vivian and Sally don't get in.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. That's tough.
None of that sisters. Sounds okay. Yeah. So, all right.
Uh-huh. Sisterly love.
Sisterly love. Out of your 2 sisters, do you have a favorite? Or which one? I won't ask that question because I don't want to cause any tension in the Coble household. Mm-hmm. But if you needed something, you needed some advice, you wanted a sister to go to, who would you go to?
I was going to say mom, but then you said sister. So, yeah.
Really? Celia. Interesting. Okay.
What is something that you look to for from Vivi?
That she's just, like, good at making friends. And even though, like, she's not, like, best friends with someone, she doesn't care. She's still nice to them, even if, like, they're not very nice to her.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. It's a mini you.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Good job, Mom.
Her nickname is LJ.
Good job. Okay. Yeah. Out of your parents, who is the coolest? Gosh. I'm going to ask some questions. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. Mm-hmm. The answers are Mom or Dad or Jake or Lena, however you want to answer them. Mm-hmm. So, Lena, you don't talk for a little bit. And who is the coolest, Jake or Lena?
Depends. Sometimes she can be a little embarrassing.
Of course. I know.
Sometimes she can be goofy.
Uh-huh.
Dad, he can also be goofy.
Uh-huh.
He can be okay sometimes, too.
Okay. If you're sick, who do you want to comfort you, Mom or Dad?
Mom.
Okay. Who makes the best supper?
Mom.
Okay. Who is the most athletic? No comment. This is good.
Are you scared? Oh, sorry. I can't.
Yeah. Shh. Most athletic, Mom or Dad?
Dad.
Okay. who drives the best?
Dad.
Yeah, of course.
Mom got stuck in the ditch.
Yeah, she did. Who is the most fun if you were at home alone with them?
Dad. Mom makes us do chores.
Yep, as every mom does. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's tough. Who has the best hair, Mom or Dad?
I don't know. They dyed it.
Your dad dyes his hair?
What? No, he doesn't.
Pretty sure they're supposed to be a little more white.
I don't know where that laugh came from. It was from like the bottom of my belly. Yeah. Who is the better coach? Kinlan, they will not hurt you in any way. I promise. I will have CPS watching out for you.
Dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's given you the best advice?
Mom.
Okay. What advice was that? If you can remember something off the top of your head.
Friend advice.
Okay. Talk to me.
So there's drama between two friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't say their names. Okay. Anyway.
Kinlan, are you okay? Oh my goodness. You karate chopper.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's just drama between two friends. So I went to her for advice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, that's good. Gosh, you scared me there for a second.
You scared me.
Good. Yeah, oh my goodness. You about took her jugular out, Lena.
What is one of the funnest things we've done as a family?
Probably when we, like, go on vacations.
Okay, where have we went on vacation?
Idaho.
Okay.
We go to see family and stuff, that's okay. Fun.
We're going for Easter, so yeah. We'll be going there. Where else have we went?
Parrot Cove.
Okay, where else?
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to Parrot Cove, people, in Garden City, Kansas, it's a good time. Go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great Wolf Lodge, but I don't really remember because I was like really little.
You were. It's also a really good place.
Mm-hmm. What about, what's the best or the most fun game that you guys play at your house? I know you guys play a lot of games, so.
Yeah.
Top three. Go fast.
Wink.
Oh, that's a good one. Wink. Okay.
That's fun. Sequence.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And maybe sorry.
Oh. Okay.
This game of sweet, sweet revenge.
Yeah.
Even says it on the box.
Fun.
The game is so good.
Fun. Last week we had the YMCA guy. Mitch Gross on here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is the most fun thing for you at the YMCA?
Probably when we go down to the gym and we play basketball as a family and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Your whole family? Mom and dad?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Where are you? What's your mom? What does she look like on the gym floor playing basketball? She says she's kind of good. Can she dribble? Yeah. Can she go between her legs behind?
No.
Nothing. Okay.
Maybe you just need to look a little closer. Do I look like a graceful ice skater?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Hurtful.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
More like a crazy football player.
I'll take
dribbling
that.
A basketball.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's fair.
Yeah. Are you excited? Have you told Haley you're doing summer swim? And some of that will probably happen at the Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Good thing.
Where are some of your favorite places to eat and cook?
El Porto and where did we? Oh, and Arby's.
Arby's? Yeah,
they've kind of been on their Arby's kick. Like,
oh, okay.
What about, you got to tell Haley, she's got to watch, what was that movie we went to go a while back? Argyle?
Yeah.
Good movie, huh?
Good movie?
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
What are your favorite movies? You know what? One thing that she did not get from you. She thinks.
She does.
Before she answers.
Before she speaks.
So I don't know who she got that from. Maybe grandpa?
No. Not at all.
No. Probably grandma. She's a thinker.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, she'll most of our listeners fell asleep in the time that it takes her to answer some of the questions. But other than that, she's doing a good job. Okay. Favorite movies?
Argyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Flash.
Oh, that's a good.
And Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Ooh, okay.
So good.
Good.
Who introduced you to Marvel movies?
Kira
Barr.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you made her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
love
her.
Yeah. Love
yeah.
some Marvel movies. Love it.
Oh, okay. Have you been to any of Cobes' camps?
Yeah.
Volleyball camp?
Yeah.
And does she do a good job?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Like, what's something you learned at one of her camps?
I feel as if you're trying to roast me with your small child. Kinlan knows. Tell her, Kinlan.
What'd you learn at camp?
Diving.
Mm. I have not seen that on your league. You learned how to dive?
Yes.
Have you ever dove at a single Zephyrs game?
No, because I never need to.
Oh, because you move your feet so fast?
No.
Oh, well, then why aren't you diving?
Because normally it's like easy to just step up. Normally they're not going like really hard at the ground.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Good job. We bring the heat at camp.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Are you going to go to camp this year?
Yeah.
What are the rules about getting to go to a camp? What do you have to do?
Not leave your sister like Celia did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I forgot about that. I did forget about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for the listeners, Celia left Kinlan at camp last year during, was it lunch?
Yes.
Our set,
yes.
You had your break.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Left.
No, you have to put time in on your own. You know, like you have to put time. You can't just go to camp and think you're going to be amazing. You got to go and practice. What was one of the things on your list of chores today that you were supposed to do?
Dribble up.
Let's go.
That's for basketball, but mm-hmm. Do we ever have family meetings?
Yeah, we just had one.
Okay.
And what was that about?
Do you even listen when we have family meetings?
I'm starting to think.
Not
no.
really.
Oh no. My gosh.
Oh my goodness.
What was it about? You're going to be taking more naps, girl. If you can't come up with three things that we went over in the family meeting, it's not going to be good for you when we leave this space.
This is great. I love this. This is so.
Kinlan,
we went to a movie last night, so we had to do our chores because we didn't get them done the first time when you were taking a nap.
Is this what happens when your kids get older? You nap, they clean?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's right. On it. Next.
Oh, we have to do more?
Yeah. What else did we talk about?
Chores.
Getting
your chores done by a certain time.
Yes, and not dilly-dallying all day long. Did we talk about report cards?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
She doesn't listen.
Kinlan. Lillian. Yes, we did.
This is great.
Did?
When we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly was not something that made her go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is.
What did we talk about report cards?
You said we got good grades. That's why we went to the movies.
Uh-huh. But what else? Oh, my God. Why do I parent?
So give out report cards at St. Pat's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gosh.
Snooze. Don't look at me like that.
Good job, Kinlan. We said, if you're struggling in a class and then you turn it around, like, what's the most important thing? It's that you made something. Oh my gosh.
That she did, never happened.
That oh, happened.
Lena.
Who the heck said that?
It was, I was talking about somebody else, not you, but I'm not going to throw them out there. In a class they were struggling in that they could have just like not cared and gave up. And then we worked really hard. Never mind.
Never happened. Mm. Doesn't ring a bell.
That's not because you weren't listening.
Maybe not.
Okay. What is your favorite pet that we have?
Tough, duh.
Oh, yes, sister. Tough.
Except when he barks, he's really loud.
He has a really high-pitched bark. We're the only ones that love Tough.
It's so funny.
What's so funny? Oh, what did we get out of the window well this morning?
A rat.
A dead rat.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
It was ginormous.
I would move.
You know
he has babies.
Yeah, he does.
And the wife is somewhere.
Well, the cats ate them and he hid like any husband who abandons his wife and kids.
What's the cat situation?
How many cats do we have
right now? The Kobles.
About 9 or 7, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow.
We have
cat. Oh, the Toshtrophy.
Yeah. More babies.
What are their names?
They're not really babies anymore.
No, they're not.
Lovey. Huh? The black one. And then the gray one. And then Kiko. So that's
eight.
Did I count? Yeah. Eight.
And they're ginormous and fluffy. So they're good. They're eating good. They are killing.
Eight cats. Where do they all live?
No, Pearl. None.
Oh, wow. Cat. Do they live outside or in the house? Yes.
Outside.
Okay.
Pearl comes
Nasty Pearl comes in.
Nasty Pearl.
She's chubby.
She's Celia's.
She's very chubby.
$75 Humane Society cat.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't need a litter box, and she goes outside.
Wow.
No, she doesn't. She'll just go out in the door, and when you go to the door, she'll run away.
Yeah, that's the whole point. She goes to the door just like
trained.
The yeah.
Yeah. As if she was a dog. Away.
Like I wish you were, and you'd actually listen at the family meetings. But other than that.
It's okay. We have things to work on. We can't be perfect every day.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
What's something you love about living in the country?
It's not crowded, and we can just do our own thing.
I love
and
it.
And we can be loud, because we're very loud.
Mm-hmm. What are the things? What was the favorite thing you got for Christmas? That was a long time ago, but.
Very long time ago. This is hard.
All of our listeners are sleeping.
Yeah.
That you take out in the shop.
Oh, the scooters, yeah.
The wobble scooters?
Cool.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to have to get those.
Cool. Well, yeah. When you guys get, by the time my kids will need them, you can just
pass them down. We could do that.
They're very short.
Do you know who your adopted student person is in your
adopted
house?
Adopted student person?
Oh, well, maybe you should maybe invite
adopted
her out.
Adopted athlete.
Adopted athlete.
Oh, I'm like,
student, adopted it's, student.
We're supposed to say student because it encompasses everyone.
Is it still Emery?
Yeah.
Inkins?
Is it still Emery? Wow.
Okay, here's the situation. Emery.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't like cats.
Hates them.
Hates them.
Oh, so you just don't invite Emery out anymore?
Never seen lightning bugs.
Oh, they never. Had never seen lightning
Scared
bugs.
Scared the crap out of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
sorry, take it back though. So because she doesn't like enjoy cats.
She doesn't want to come out. This is on Emery.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah, she said. Okay, let's be honest.
Okay.
Emery did not say that exactly, but Emery was just invited out.
Okay.
Last weekend, for breakfast, we were going to have brunch.
Okay.
And she decided to go home because of the cats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, Emery, I would like you to call in right now and say when the last time you were invited to the Kobles, because you were literally just invited 4 days ago. Huh. Right, Kenlin?
Might have been our dad texting.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But either way, she was invited and she didn't come.
That's sad. It's really sad. Kinlan, if you could give advice to your mom before coaching a game, what kind of advice would you give her?
She can't do better.
Huh?
What? She couldn't do better. If they make a mistake, she couldn't do better.
I don't understand. What is that? That's advice? What does that mean? Hey, break that down for me because I'm confused.
Okay, instead of yelling at them, yelling the crap out of yourself.
Okay.
Yell at them. Instead of doing that, no, you can't do better. Yeah.
Oh, what? What's
what?
Still don't get it.
I don't get it. Okay, so when have I ever yelled?
When you were coaching Celia's team, you yelled a lot. And then you'd yell, I'm not yelling. This is my coach voice.
What else?
I'm sorry. Could you please replay that one more time? Your best Lena. Go.
I'm not yelling. This is my coaching voice.
Oh.
Lena. I do say that a lot.
Again, let's just notice this shirt.
Kenlin. Okay. If my team is not doing well and I'm upset, I'm going to say, it's okay. I can't do better. What?
Oh, like, instead of yelling at them, just say, come on, girls, because you probably would have made a mistake, too, during the game.
Oh, you mean just be more encouraging.
Oh, no, I get it. She is making you.
I would have made a mistake, too.
Yeah, so don't worry about it, because either way, if I was out there, I probably would have made a mistake as well.
That's what
exactly. Yes.
Oh, I'm glad you two are on the same brain.
I got it with her now.
Okay. What is something else you've heard me yell coaching? Anything?
When you're coaching volleyball, most coaches do this. Whenever they don't, whenever the ball drops on their side, you always yell, move your feet. All coaches said that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure Kobza yells that too. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She should if she doesn't. Mm-hmm. What was one of the best things about watching your dad play against MCC volleyball girls?
Yeah. That's good.
Because that's getting ready to happen again. Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
Oh, my Lord.
So she probably was there.
That was like forever ago.
Well, yeah, oh, you don't remember it?
You don't remember it at all? Amnesia? Anything that happened over 6 months ago? What's the best thing about going and watching us play at the Y volleyball, either women's league or co-ed?
Whenever you're playing, you're like not mad. You're just loud.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But you're normally loud. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is great.
What's one thing you really love about Haley?
Oh, I love this question.
What'd you say?
I love this question. Yeah. Just waiting for my answer, Kenla. Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for her.
Why?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She hangs out with you, so that's not the best choice to make.
What do you mean that's not one of the best choices to make? That's a good choice. No, what's something you love about her, besides feeling bad for her that she hangs out with me?
She's goofy and fun.
That's right. She's really pulling for the air.
Well, she's thoughtful and thinking
about these. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you look at me, what does your heart feel? Besides sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wake up, listener. She's not done. She just has one a few more things she wants to say. What is it? You have a heart.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? What do you feel when you're around Cobes?
Happy.
Oh, well, that's nice. Can't get really much better than that. I mean, I don't know what you're searching for over there, but
happy?
Yeah. It's going to be, I mean, she's in fourth grade. She's not like a English literary genius. So happy about tops it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Tripp and Letty?
Letty has a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Have to agree.
Could you babysit her all day?
No.
Why?
Remember when I tried to babysit her for like an hour?
Uh-huh.
I had to take a nap because she kept running around everywhere.
Yeah.
She's a lot. She loves the Copal House.
Yeah. What about Tripp?
He's shy. Mm-hmm. I don't really like see him much.
Yeah,
not as much as Letty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's pretty sweet.
He's like,
sweet.
Yeah,
it's not in your face. He's like, yeah, let's just go hang out.
Yeah.
What do you like about our podcast?
How you don't hide it.
Oh.
You let it all out.
That's right. That is right. Like, just let it all out.
Are you referencing like when Cobes burps and has like her throat gurgles?
Uh-huh. No, you just. Like what Cobes has said, you don't think before you say, you just say.
Yeah, there we go. Just say it. Say it exactly
say
how you
it
feel.
Out loud.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Go
say
for it.
Say what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you've listened to our podcast, at the end, we always talk about a couple things. Okay. Do you know what those are?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. This is good.
So what is your caffeine of choice?
Ooh, she's too young to have caffeine, right?
Well, I think you gave it up for Lent, but caffeine is like coffee, pop, tea, energy drink.
Body Armor.
Oh,
I don't know if Body Armor has, some of them have caffeine in it. I don't think the ones you drink do.
But I'm okay with Body Armor.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Body Armor. Okay. Yeah.
What? And you already kind of told us what you're currently reading.
Yep.
Who is your favorite, like, music person? Like, some of your favorite, like, music singers? Person? Yeah, like, that you like to listen to.
Oh,
yeah.
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at some of his songs, and
they're not appropriate.
Yeah. Who introduced you to Tate McRae?
Caitlin.
What?
Okay.
Oh. So I got to talk with Miss Jill. You're talking to Miss Jill.
That was the funniest what ever.
I know, that was.
What?
Miss Jill?
Kind of sounds similar to a peacock or something.
Who's somebody right now in this moment you're thankful for?
You guys.
Aww. Kinlan. Thanks, Kinlan.
That's nice.
That is so sweet.
A lot of Haley, though, because without this, I would definitely be at home doing the chores mom made me do.
Oh, thanks, Kinlan. Well, I guess we're going to hurry home.
Right?
We are hurrying home. What are you currently, are you on anything new right now?
Gosh, yeah, This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yikes. Yikes. Yeah, it's just so emotional.
Is it?
It's so emotional, but I just can't stop watching it. And reading the Bible.
Yep.
And I have one book left of my series I got for Christmas out of nine books. So I've read nine books since Christmas. So pat myself on the back there.
That's nice.
On my shoulder, but
that counts. Oh,
that's one air squat.
Oh, yeah. Get her down. That's.
What was that?
Oh, there we go. Get her
that's
deep.
That's better.
Yeah, I don't know what that first thing was. What was that?
I don't know. I just didn't have the space to drop it like it was hot.
Yeah, she's making sure her pants were ready to go.
Yeah.
What about
I
you?
Don't want them to rip.
Yeah. Okay. If people don't know about Libby.
You've been sharing me some books.
Yes.
A lot of smut books.
They're not. It's more murder mystery.
Oh,
there's brief, like.
Yeah.
Love in these.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
All about you. Somebody's gonna die.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, Libby, if you have a library card in the state of Nebraska, the free online, which I think it's for anywhere, but if you have a library card, Libby,
okay.
Free.
Okay.
So you just have to enter your library card number, and then you get free books.
Okay.
If you can go to the ones that are readily available, because I don't like waiting. Otherwise, you have to put one on hold, and it's like 16-week wait.
Yeah.
But I've been reading listening to some really good ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't Let Her Stay, I think is the one I sent. I've sent out to people.
Good.
And then I just listened to another one by Colleen Hoover, which I had not. It started with us.
Yeah.
I had not read that one.
Yeah.
And then I read one. What was the one I sent a picture to you?
It's
so good.
Yeah.
And it was a murder. It was really good. Oh, The Maid, Housemaid.
Ooh, yes.
So good.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, you sent me that.
Yeah.
Who are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, what am I thankful for today?
Yeah.
Golly.
In this community.
In this community.
Yeah.
Gosh, now you kind of put me on the spot.
I think she's already said you, Kinlan.
I think I have said you, Kinlan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say Kinlan.
Okay.
Because she's super goofy and lighthearted. She doesn't take very much too serious. She doesn't get upset very easily. When she does, she needs a minute. But we have a lot of fun together. But outside, I'm pretty sure I've said the Otterburns. But Taryn Otterburn, she's a good egg. Not the other one, but we'll just stay with Taryn.
I'm going to say, I don't know if I said this one before, but Donna. Have I said Donna?
I think one of us had Dawn from downstairs.
Yeah.
Sainerts.
Yeah. She's great.
She's amazing.
She's so good.
I love Donna.
And I'm going to go for the cutie that was in our Jolt and Joe's video.
Oh, yeah.
Was Desiree. It?
Yeah.
Is it Desiree? I think
don't remember, but maybe. She was a good.
I don't know. She was cute.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm loving on anybody who's showing up for work these days.
Amen.
And the girls, we try and tell people, like, we'll often say in the car, be like, I'm glad they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always tell them that we need to be better about telling them that.
For sure.
Yeah.
But. Kinlan, thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah.
You did great.
Yeah, thanks, Kinlan.
Do you feel better now that you've been on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Was there anything hard about it?
When you guys would ask me questions.
Any questions? Uh-huh.
I didn't know.
Oh, well, there's really not. And you just had to not say L-A-K-E. And.
Oh, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you listen to this count, how many times you say it and then do that many squats?
Oh, yeah. Going to be busy.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.